Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Friday with Vitor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. 1 year after debuting its Sprinter Connect home concept, Mercedes is revealing some of its first production motorhomes, which feature Mercedes-Benz advanced control touchscreen and app control. The future campers will have the capability to control temperature, lighting, audio, a pop-up roof, and even monitor levels of gas, battery, water, and solar energy. While these smart home-style touchscreens have been emerging in motorhomes and caravans, Mercedes takes it a step further by tying together the driver cab and the living space. The UK government pledged to invest £250 million toward the use of AI in the National Health Service, England's publicly funded healthcare system. The NHS will use this money to create the National AI Laboratory for research into diseases and patient care, the BBC reported. The Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who announced the investment, says AI could help cut wait time, transform patient care, and improve disease detection, ostensibly through things like predictive algorithms. Johnson said the NHS is leading the way in harnessing new technologies to treat and prevent, from easier cancer detection to spotting the deadly signs of dementia. Cyber attacks are getting more targeted, hitting higher volumes and using more financial astute methods. These results are the new analysis of NetScout telemetry over the first half of 2019. Botmasters are taking advantage of smart home devices to launch their attacks, and malware is hitting more IoT devices on corporate networks, even those behind firewalls. European scientists are aiming to create self-healing robots that can feel pain or sense damage before swiftly patching themselves up without human intervention, reports The Guardian. The researchers have already successfully developed polymers that can heal themselves by creating new bonds after about 40 minutes. The streaming revolution has notched up another milestone, with UK consumers spending more than £100 million a week on digital entertainment services such as Netflix, Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Music in the first half of the year for the first time. UK consumers spend a total of £3.3 billion on entertainment products in the first 6 months of the year, a 4.5% increase compared with the year earlier. Has the popularity of subscription music and TV streaming services more than make up for the decline of sales of traditional CDs and DVDs. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.